So Robinson becomes the first out of the fifth inning. And Don Larson has retired the first 13 men to face him in order. The batter now, Gil Hodges, who struck out in the second inning. Gil also a right-hand batter. Magic Casey Stengel moves Mickey Mantle a few steps over in left center. Infield backed up on the left side. A curve for a strike. Pops right over the outside corner. I meant to ask Carl Hubbell what difference he thought it might make to a batter to have a pitcher just come up with this abbreviated motion that Larson's using. There's another curve for strike two. Larson can go to the full windup, which he did in the first time he pitched in the second game of the series, but today he has not gone to a windup. He uses this modified windup where he stands out there on the rubber, looks in, and holds his glove right in front of his the lettering on his uniform, and then pushes against the glove and delivers. Fastball outside. One and two. It might make it a little more difficult for batters to pick up the ball, since the arm this way comes out of the front of that white uniform. So it's one ball, two strikes. Yankees one, the Dodgers nothing. Dodgers batting in the top of the fifth. Mickey Mantle's home run putting the Yankees ahead. A curve too low for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. The outfield for the Yankees, Ena Slaughter deep in left field. Mickey Mantle a few steps over in left center. And Hank Bauer in right field. With Carey at third, McDougal at short, Martin at second, and Joe Collins at first. Martin is back near the edge of the outfield grass, shaded over near second. Carey's backed up along the line at third. All right, Larson ready once again with one out. And the 2-2 pitch is delayed, and Gil Hodges decides it's been delayed too long and steps out. Umpire Babe Finelli motions time. Now Hodges back in, his right foot right back against that rear restraining line, his left foot up close to the plate, so he swings over a close stance. Here's the pitch coming to him. Swings on this one, drives one deep in the left center field. Mickey Mantle going back for it, still going back. He reaches up and grabs it. Mantle backhanded that ball way out there in left center field. That was sheer robbery. Running catch by Mickey Mantle, who backhanded the ball way out in left center field. While we wait for Sandy Amorant, we pause 10 seconds for station identification.